Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, Us? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is continuing coverage.
The Black Swan murder trial of Ashley Benefield from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now back to the courtroom.
All right, y'all can have a seat. Ms. Benefield, you can have a seat. You need to take a moment to compose yourself.
Yeah, would it be all right if she stepped out?
No, sir.
May I approach her with no conversation?
As long as you don't say anything, yes.
Not say a word.
Yes.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Ma'am, there's Kleenexes here next to you.
Okay, thank you.
Judge, I think you can bring him back in.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go and bring the jury back. Yes, sir. Facility, so we'll wait a minute. Thank you. It'll be a couple of more minutes till the jurors are finished with their break. So it's 9:56. Let's say at 10:05 we'll reconvene. Ms. Benefield, I'm going to allow you to leave the stand. However, you are in the middle of your testimony. You may not communicate with anyone at all during your testimony. Do you understand? So you can step down and use the facilities. That's just fine. But you cannot communicate even with your attorney while you're testifying. All right? Okay. You need to step out. You can do so. So we'll be in rebuttal about 10:05 or so. Oh, there he is.
Thank you. Be seated.
All right. I've checked. The jury is all back. They're ready to go.
Ready.
Come on back. Ready?
Yep.
State?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Let's go ahead and bring him in. Y'all can have a seat. Welcome back, everybody. Did anybody begin deliberations or talk about the case amongst yourselves? Did anybody communicate with anybody outside the jury about the case? Or did anybody do any research on the people, places, things, or legal topics or anything about?
No, sir.
Everybody says no. Taylor, you can resume your direct examination.
Thank you, Judge White. Ashley, would you tell us where the pistol was in your bedroom?
It was in a storage bin. It was on top of my laundry basket.
Will you describe the storage bin?
It was like a square bin with hard sides and cloth covering the sides.
Do you remember how old Emerson, your child, was at the time of this incident?
About two.
Was Emerson able to access that storage bin?
No.
Whose firearm was it?
Mine.
Did you have a license?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you, Ashley, what's previously been marked as Defendant's Exhibit Number 2. And, Your Honor, I'd like to, if I could, put that up on the screen. Could we?
From the Elmo?
For the blinds.
Oh, sure. And one more set of lights.
Thank you, Deputy. Ashley, take a look at the picture on your concealed firearm license. And in particular, are we able to zoom in on the portrait, the picture? Yeah. Ashley, do your eyelids look the same in that picture?
Yes, sir.
Do they look different in the picture that we admitted after you were slapped?
Yes, sir.
Let's put the... You see, now... Let's put the defendant's exhibit number 7 up on the screen. Ashley, what side of your face did he hit you on?
The left side.
And as we're looking at this picture, it would be to the right?
Correct.
Is your eyelid on the right side the same as your eyelid on the left side?
No, sir.
And how about your eyebrow? The space between your eyebrow and your eyelid on the right side the same as the space between your eyebrow and your eyelid on the other side?
No, sir.
All right, thank you, Judge. I think we can lift the blinds. Was the firearm registered to you, Ashley?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to now direct your attention back to your initial introduction to Doug. How long was it before Doug expressed his devotion to you?
It was about 4 days after we met that he told me he loved me.
Did any significant event follow after he expressed his love for you?
He flew me to South Carolina, where he was living at the time, and asked me to marry him, and I said yes.
You remember the date?
September 7th, 2016.
How old was he at the time on September 7th, 2016?
54.
And how old were you?
24.
When you finally moved in together, what was it like?
It was challenging. Doug hadn't told his daughter Eva that we had gotten married, and so when she found out, she was really upset. Just understandable. Her mom had suddenly passed 8 or 9 months before, and I was a complete stranger to her. Now I'm moving into her house.
At that point in your relationship, Ashley, describe for us the man you thought you'd married.
He was very loving and attentive. Ava's always with me. We did everything together. We laughed a lot, and he made me feel very special and loved. He always was looking for ways to be with me and to do things for me.
Was there a short time after that you were separated?
Yes, sir.
And what was the reason?
Before I had planned a trip, and so I went on my trip. It was a cruise with my mom and one of my girlfriends.
Were you able to communicate with Doug while you were on the cruise?
Yes, sir.
How?
We mostly messaged each other.
I'm going to pass to you what's been marked as defendant's exhibit number 3, I believe, for identification.
Yes, sir.
Take a minute and go through those, and I'm going to ask you about them.
Okay. Do you want me to read all of them, or
okay? Through all of them. And then I'm going to ask you some questions about them.
Okay.
All
those text messages actually a true and accurate review of the messages you received from Doug Bennett?
Yes.
Honor, at this time, I would move defense exhibit number 3 into evidence.
Objection?
Introduce defense exhibit number 3.
Any additional objections?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not other than what we discussed.
Admitted subject to what we discussed at the bench.
Ashley, in this exhibit number 3, who's represented in blue and who's represented in green?
May I take a look again? I'm blue and Doug is green.
You're blue and Doug is green.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I want to ask what you thought and how you felt after this series of text messages where he said to you rather than respond. Like always being armed. And understanding them and how to conduct warfare in them for the kingdom. If I dwelt on it, I would go into a rage to remove them from the earth. I desire to exterminate them, and holding back is a challenge. They are rats that should be removed. Last night, just the jerks arguing near you about put me in sheer murderous mood, but I was stuck. I couldn't defend you, but could have been a fight, etc. Only you being with me will over time remove the images in my head. It is sane, and knowing you were taken advantage of still in my mind makes me explode with anger to take them out. God made you for me. You haven't seen the war side and never want to. We went from joy and passion to now I'm in a testosterone rage inside. But kill the bad people. How long had you been married when you received these texts from Doug?
I believe it was about a month or so, probably thereabouts.
Do you recall approximately how long you had been married?
Well, we got married in the beginning of September, and this would have been the end of November.
Okay.
So, more than that, I'm sorry.
What did you think? Was there anything about those texts that caused you to pause?
You know, at the time, I kind of tried to write it off that it was my new husband, and he was just trying to be kind of manly and, you know, be protective, and you know, was trying to show that he really loved me. I think that was kind of what I
did. You think it was flattering?
Yeah.
Ashley, how long did this facade that you've described of Doug's last?
Probably about 3 months.
And what signs that he was not who you thought he was?
When I got back from the cruise, he started very controlling and possessive. He started criticizing everything about me, like the way I would wear my hair or did my makeup or the way I dressed. I found something about me to make him happy.
Did you pinpoint a specific incident, Ashley, early on that stands out to you? What would that be?
A friend of his had come to visit. We went out to dinner with him, and when we went to leave, Doug had had a little too much to drink, and so I said that I would drive home, and he instantly got really mad at me. He was offended. He started screaming at me and it continued all the way home. And when we got inside, I told him that he was drunk and he just needed to go to bed. And that really set him off. And he tried to flip over the dining room table. He threw a chair at me. He kept screaming at me until he stopped. And then he apologized and he said it would never happen again. He said he's really sorry.
And Ashley, did it happen again?
Yes.
Explain what happened.
We had gone to church one Sunday, and after service, after everyone was leaving, we talked to the pastor in like the lobby area in front, and at one point Doug stormed off, and by the time I caught up with him, I was in the parking lot, and he started cussing at me, calling me names, and when we got in the truck, he accused me of having a thing for the pastor, and he said I was a slut and a whore, and he screamed at me all the way home.
Ashley, was he aggressive and threatening like that in other instances?
It started happening more and more with me, with our animals. He would hurt our pets.
On approximately how many occasions was he cruel to your pets?
A handful.
How would Doug react following a dark episode?
Well, he was either really up or really down. And after, he'd be very sick, and he'd be kind, and things would be good, and it was kind of like a flip of a switch, and something would set him off again.
Anything one day, Ashley, that gave you insight into Doug's marriage to his previous wife, Renee?
Yes, sir.
Tell us what it was.
I had been kind of cleaning and organizing, and I was going through a bunch of old devices, and I found a texting conversation between Doug and Renee, his previous wife.
Let me pass to you, Ashley, what we've marked as Defendant's Exhibit Number 11. Can you identify that, Ashley?
This is part of the texting conversation. This is a text from Renee Benefield to Doug.
Is that a true and accurate copy of what you came across that day that you just related to us?
Yes, sir.
At this point, I'd like to move that into evidence as defense exhibit number 11.
No objection.
Proceed.
I'm going to read you. Let me know if it's accurate.
Okay.
I was deeply disappointed that you distorted the truth about who you really were when I married you. I loved you, though finding out you weren't really what you pretended to be. You kicking me so hard on New Year's Eve on our honeymoon because you were having functioning in certain areas. You hold on to your head twice in my home that I opened to you with my children that still love you, having to sell everything down to my wedding ring. Finding out you were on Viagra, which all of you had to do was tell me, you know I would care. Trying to film us making love on our honeymoon. Finding out that you wore eye pencil on and on. I loved you so much I didn't care. That's why I was shocked to think you would take pictures of me without asking. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Tell us, Ashley, how Doug would act when he would go off.
He would call it a fit of rage. Sometimes it was as simple as him just yelling and screaming at me or cussing at me, calling me names. Other times he would throw things or break things or smash things. He would come at me like he was going to hit me. He told me I was lucky that he punched walls instead of me.
Are there any incidences in particular, Ashley, that stand out to you?
Yes. We were having an argument, and he came at me like he was going to hit me, and our dog, Sully, jumped up in between us. It was so hard that he knocked him. I just remember screaming because I thought he had killed him.
Were there other times that Doug hurt the animals?
Yes, he had hit, kicked, punched Sully. He threw our cat. Sometime he threw Snuffy down the stairs.
What kind of impact did this behavior have on you?
I was always walking on eggshells, trying to do the right things, because if I said the wrong thing, he would get mad at me. And so I always tried to do it right. If I wore the wrong thing, he would call me a whore or a slut. I feel like I couldn't do anything right.
Was there an incident, Ashley, in June of 2017 that you vividly recall?
Yes.
Please explain it.
We were having an argument, and It started getting really out of hand. He pulled a gun out and he was like waving it around. And then he threw it at me and it hit the wall behind me, punched a hole in the wall. And I went to run to church. He pulled the gun out and held it to his head. He said that he's got his fucking brains out and I was gonna have to watch him. And he pulled the trigger and he shot a hole in the ceiling in the kitchen.
Ashley, at that point, what were you thinking of marriage?
He wasn't anything like I thought he was. I feel like I had made a really big mistake marrying him. It was like I was living in this nightmare. I never knew what I was gonna get.
Did there come a time in July or August of 2017 when you found yourself with child?
Yes.
So let's be clear here chronologically. You became pregnant after this incident where you related that he shot the gun in the ceiling of the kitchen?
Yes, it would have been like right after that, I guess.
Was it planned?
No, it was the last thing on my mind at that point.
How would you deal with Doug?
I tried to do all the right things and keep him happy, kind of just go with the flow. I didn't want to rock the boat ever.
Did you have a difficult pregnancy?
Yes, I was really sick.
Did you go home from South Carolina to stay with your mom here in Bradenton at 2006? Did there come a time when you returned to Carolina?
Yes.
Would you tell the ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Ashley, why you returned to South Carolina?
I had decided that I was going to leave him, and so I went back to get my things. And when he brought me down, I didn't even have like a suitcase or anything, so I went back to get me. And I wrote and left him a letter saying why I was leaving.
I'm going to have an objection.
I'd like to make a statement for the record. Like to make a statement for the record. All right, Ashley, can you identify what we've marked for identification of defendant's exhibit number?
That's a kind of jack.
Sustained.
Identify it.
No, sir. I made my ruling.
You've told us you left him a letter. All right. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Let me pass this to you. You can.
Judge, I'm going to object.
Sustained.
Do you remember independently everything that you said in the letter?
Not everything, no.
Would it help refresh your recollection if you were able to see the letter?
Yes.
Judge, objection.
Sustained.
At the time that you wrote the letter, Ashley, were the contents fresh in your mind?
At the time, yes.
The letter was written in September 2017?
Yes, that's correct.
It's now 2020?
Yes, sir.
So 7 years ago?
Yes.
All right, do your best
okay. To
try to respond to a series of questions I'm going to ask you. What did you tell Doug?
Sustained. Sir, can we approach, please?
How did you feel about safety when you left Doug?
Scared.
What was it that made you uncomfortable?
It was a lot of things. Things that he had done, like punching our dog and shooting the gun and different things he would say and do.
And were you afraid for just you?
Pregnant at the time. I was scared for the baby.
Instances where that your own safety had been placed in danger as a result of conduct by him?
Yes.
Can you give us some examples?
One thing that comes to mind is sometimes he would be scary, yelling and screaming at me, and like running up on curbs. The time he almost hit a tree.
Did you strike that? Describe the kind of thing that would be done to intimidate you.
He would yell at me. He looked like he was going to hit me.
What about breaking things?
He would break things, smash things, threw things at me.
Describe, if you were using adjectives, his behavior.
Possessive, controlling, manipulative, aggressively, unpredictable.
Asked, do you take any steps in the leaving it to protect yourself in South Carolina?
Yes. I filed for a domestic violence injunction, like a protective order.
Actually, I'd like to pass to you what we've marked as Defendant's Exhibit 13A and 13B and ask you if you can identify them. Ashley, what was the date? Did the court grant the injunction?
Yes, sir.
Was there a hearing?
Yes, sir.
Were you present at the hearing?
Yes.
Was Doug present at the hearing?
Yes.
Did the judge rule at the hearing?
From the bench, yes.
November
3rd, 2017.
I'm sorry?
November 3rd, 2017.
Okay, now, was the judge decreed violated?
Yes.
By who?
By Doug.
How?
He sent me a package in the mail.
Sent you the package here in Florida?
Yes.
From South Carolina?
Yes.
What was the package represented to be?
A birthday gift, I believe.
And open it?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, when I opened it, there was an overwhelming smell, like a real strong chemical smell, like an instant.
Did you report it to the police?
Yes.
Ashley, I'm going to pass to you what we've marked as Defendant's Exhibit Number 14 and ask you to identify it.
Okay. So what do I do with it? Okay. Yes.
What is it?
It's a picture of the package he sent to me.
True and accurate picture of the package that you received on that day in November.
Outside, yes.
All right, Your Honor, on behalf of Ms. Benefield, we move that into evidence.
Received. Defendant's Exhibit 14.
What did you do with the package after you opened it?
I sealed it back up, put it in the garage before I brought it to the Sheriff's Department.
Now, you told us when you received the package, saw the contents giving you a headache, that it was in violation of the South Carolina restraining order?
Yes.
Did you, when you contacted the police, request that they take some action?
Yes.
What was the result?
No charges.
Okay.
Were you subsequently notified, actually, by the state office here in Manatee County that no charges were to be filed?
Yes.
Do you remember the date that you were notified?
Not off the top of my head.
Let me show this to you and see if it refreshes your recollection.
Okay. At the top, it says October 8th, 2018.
Ashley, when did you give birth to Emerson?
March 19th, 2018.
Where was Doug when you gave birth?
He wasn't there. It was during the restraining order from South Carolina.
So he wouldn't have been allowed to have back with you?
Correct.
Do you remember how long the South Carolina restraining order was to last?
I believe it was 6 months.
There come a time when you're concerned about the South Carolina restraining order expiring.
Yes.
So at or about the time that, what steps did you take to protect yourself?
I filed for a domestic violence injunction in Florida.
What was the result?
It was.
And was there any directive entered with respect to Emerson?
There was a tent set up.
Shortly after that, or at or about the same time, was there additional litigation that you filed?
Yes.
Do you recall what it was for?
Divorce and termination of parental rights.
In the termination of parental rights petition, Ashley, did you tell the court...
Go ahead and finish the question.
Did you advise the court in your petition about air domestic by Doug?
Yes.
Overruled. I'm sorry. You may answer.
I'm sorry.
You're okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes.
Do you remember, can you tell us today what you told the court?
I mean, not all off the top of my head.
You can answer.
I wouldn't be able to tell it all to you off the top of my head from memory now.
Okay, let's see if I can refresh your recollection.
Do you like me to read the whole
thing? I'm sorry?
Do you want me to read the whole thing?
No.
Okay.
I have to ask you, has your recollection been refreshed?
I'm just getting to that part now.
Okay. Referring to what's in front of you, tell us.
Well, can I finish?
Yeah, you need to remove the document if the memory's been refreshed.
Well, I just finished reading that part. Okay.
I don't expect you to remember all the details. I'm going to ask you for the high points.
Okay, sorry, there's just a lot in here. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Ash,
I talked about him punching Sully and kicking, throwing our cats. Trapping me, grabbing me, yanking me, tripping me, shooting the gun in the house, punching holes in the walls, trap me in the closet, smash things like that.
All right. As part of the domestic violence injunction that you filed here in Florida, it was before Judge Moreland, was a deposition taken of Doug?
Yes.
Were you present?
Yes, by phone.
Who else was present at the deposition?
My attorney, as well as Stephanie Murphy, Doug's attorney, and a court reporter.
Was the judge present at the deposition?
No.
Were you at the entire proceeding?
Yes.
Did Doug make...
Approach.
Approach. Ashley.
Can we have a taste on this as well?
Okay.
Ashley, I'm going to pass to you what's been marked as defense exhibit number 17.
Okay.
And ask you if you can identify it. Ashley, do you recognize that?
Yes, sir.
Tell us what it is.
They're text messages between me and Doug.
And do they truly and accurately reflect texting back and forth between you and Doug?
Yes.
On behalf of the defense, Your Honor, we move into evidence. Defense exhibit number 17.
Objection overruled. Defendant's exhibit 17 will be received.
Ashley, in defense exhibit number 17, the text messages, does Doug admit to shooting the gun in the house?
Yes.
Does he admit to throwing the gun at you?
Yes.
Does he admit to punching holes in the drywall of the house?
Yes.
And does he admit to punching the dog and rendering him unconscious?
Yes.
Objection, no, he does not. Those text messages do not say that.
I'm going to sustain. If you want to publish the exact exhibit that's been admitted, you can do so.
We intend to publish upon completion of the examination. I want to ask you, Ashley, if I can, about other instances of abusive conduct. Was a tracker at any time placed on your car?
Yes.
Was it done with your permission?
No.
Did Doug... Hold on. While the state is reviewing that, Ashley, I'm going to pass to you defendants' exhibits 19 and 20. Tell us, if you would, what they depict.
Holes in the drywall of the house, our house in South Carolina.
Refer to them specifically. Exhibit number
19 has a picture of a hole in the drywall with my hand next to it. It's kind of been like pushed back in.
Is it a true and accurate production of what existed at that time?
Yes.
All right, and the next one?
20 has a picture of a hole, like a fist hole, through the drywall in our home.
Okay, is it a true and accurate photograph of that?
Yes.
On behalf of the defense, Your Honor, we move them into evidence.
State, any objection to defense 19 and 20?
No.
Received.
All right.
Ashley, did Doug admit to placing an illegal tracker on your vehicle?
Yes, in a message to me.
Did you report that to the police?
Yes.
What was the result?
No charges.
Were there incidents, Ashley, where Doug would appear unexpectedly?
Yes, a lot.
And how would that come about? Can you give us an example?
I'd be driving down the road and I'd see him in the rearview mirror, a couple cars behind me, or he'd be right behind me. Or sometimes he would show up at places that I was just unexpected. I'd see him, or like in the parking lot.
And was this while you were living here in Manatee?
Yes, I was living here.
And where was Doug living at the time?
In South Carolina.
How could he do that?
He was driving here.
Was this also during the time that the South Carolina injunction was in place?
Both then and after as well.
Did you report those incidents to the police?
Yes.
What was the result?
No charges.
Was there an incident with a neighbor, Ashley?
Yes.
What happened? Ashley, were you present?
Yes.
For the incident?
Yes. He was outside in the yard at night looking in the windows of my house.
What is the neighbor's name?
Marianne Croft.
And was this reported to the police?
Yes.
Did they respond?
Yes, they came out.
Was it daytime or nighttime?
It was nighttime.
In your presence, was an identification made that it was Doug?
Yes.
What was the result?
No charges.
Was there an incident, Ashley, where you and your mother came home to find someone in the driveway of your home?
Yes.
Who was it?
It was Doug.
What did he do when he saw you?
He was on foot in front of the house, and when he saw us, he took off running.
Did you call the police?
Yes, I had to call several times before they sent someone out.
Did they take a report?
They did, but by the time they finally got there, he was long gone.
What was the result?
No charges.
I want to introduce what we've marked as Defendants Exhibit 23 and 24. Can you identify that?
Yes.
What does 23 show?
23 is a picture of Doug with his shirt off. He's like taking a selfie.
And is that how Doug looked at or about the time of the shooting on the 27th?
Yes.
All right, and what does the next exhibit show?
It's also a picture of Doug with his shirt off. He's working out. He's like doing like a push-up, I guess.
Does that too accurately represent what Doug looked like on the day of the homicide?
Yes.
Your Honor, on behalf of the defense, we move those two exhibits into evidence.
Any objection? Received.
Just one or two more questions, Ashley. Was there a time back around May of 2000 where you wanted to learn about co-parenting with an abuser?
Yes.
Sustained.
To the question, Your Honor, or to the line of inquiry?
To the question.
Okay. Did you take any steps, Ashley, to try to determine how to co-parent?
Yes.
All right. And what was that?
I did some Googling and reading to try to find helpful articles on what to do to make things
I'm
good.
I'm going to pass to you what we've had marked as Defense Composite Exhibit 4, A, B, C, and D.
Can you approach?
Actually, I'm going to pass.
Defendants. Oh, go ahead. It's got to be.
Thank you. I'm going to pass you Defendant's Exhibit Number 4.
No, I already ruled on authenticity in the past. So over the state's objection, admitted.
Thank you. Take a look at Exhibit 4A, Ashley. What's the date?
5/11/2020.
And did you do an internet search on 5/11/23?
2020, yes.
2020, rather?
Yes.
And will you tell us what the subject you researched was?
Domestic co-parenting with an abuser.
All right, and would you go to Exhibit 4B? What's the date of 4B?
5/11/2020.
Did you do an internet search then?
Yes.
What was the subject you researched?
Ask Amanda, how do I co-parent with an abuser?
Right, and 4C?
Yes.
What's the date of 4C?
5/11/2020.
And did you do an internet search then as well?
Yes.
What was the subject?
Co-parenting versus parallel parenting with an abusive ex, the Good Men Project.
All right, and lastly, 4D. What's the date of 4D?
5/11/2020.
Did you do an internet search?
Yes.
What was the subject?
6 tips to help you co-parent with an abusive ex.
All right, Your Honor, I think I'm finished if you just give me one moment. Actually, I'm going to pass you what's been previously admitted as defense exhibit number 6.
Okay.
Do you recognize it?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a whole chain of emails that were forwarded to me by my attorney.
And when? What is the date it was forwarded to you on?
It says Wednesday, September 23rd of 2020.
Did you read it?
Yes. I mean, do you want me to reread it now, or?
Did you read it when it was forwarded to you?
Yes.
No further questions, Your Honor.
All right. Go ahead. Can the attorneys approach, please? Ms. Benefield, you can step down. You can take your water, you can step down.
Okay, should I?
Just leave everything there.
Okay, can I throw this out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Members of the jury, it's about 11:45, so I'm going to let you go on your lunch break at this point. If I could have you guys back downstairs in that jury assembly room by 1 o'clock, and when I say by 1 o'clock, maybe 5 till, because the goal will be to go ahead and get you on up here and get started right around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Please remember, do not discuss this case amongst yourselves in any way, shape, or form. Don't discuss it with anybody outside of this jury, and do not do any research, watch television, read articles, anything at all about the people, places, things, or legal topics we've heard anything about. All right, leave your notes just right there on your chair, and we'll see you back right at 1 o'clock. All right, you all can have a seat. Ms. Benefield, when we had taken that break earlier, I had instructed you that you're in the middle of your testimony. You still are, because now the state's going to have the opportunity to do its cross-examination. The rule of sequestration applies to you. You may not discuss your testimony, any questions that have been asked with you, anything about the case, including with your own attorneys and defense team. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Otherwise, you guys are free to go, and we'll see you back here. Just maybe a couple of minutes, as I said, state and defense. Maybe just a couple of minutes before 1 o'clock, with the goal of getting everybody up here and started right at 1.
Okay.
All right. Exhibits. The clerk's checking right now. Parties, stay still until the clerk tells me that she has all of the exhibits that have been entered or proffered. Wait, 4A through D, you had proffered, but then you took them back?
I believe she
Okay,
has.
Those are the same ones?
Yes, sir.
You didn't remark new ones?
No.
All right. I need 13A B. Defense 13A and B. Oh, you know what? Those weren't admitted.
Right.
No, so they weren't admitted. It was referenced and then that was it. Okay. All right, you guys are all set. Have a good lunch.
Thank you.
More continuing coverage is on the way.
The Black Swan murder trial of Ashley Benefield from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Press subscribe now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.